What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like.
No. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what.
This is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right.
I like it.
Yeah. Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm going to give you some dirty shit.
Podcast.
You good? Fuck it. I already record. You good, nigga? Do your thing, nigga. You know what I mean? Do your thing, bro. Do your thing, man. What's up, Moses? What's up, Moses?
Bitch.
Let me play my shit, man.
I thought it was what you were doing, stupid. Let's
do this twice, playing it now, stupid.
Trendsetter.
I mean, we ain't meant to make you wait this long.
The cannon.
But you know, can't rush greatness.
Turn everything up.
Yeah. Romantic.
Snowman. DJ Drama.
Yeah.
We've been gone so long.
What?
I think we need to get rich playing with our goals.
Say drama, that's on my mama. I served them like Ben and Hunter. Took the numbers down, they ate them up like they piranhas. Swear I had the whole hood fighting like them iguanas. Had them sick attenders all lined up like
them iguanas.
Early thugging, cooking this breakfast in my pajamas. Shot 1,000, but I lost 28.
At least I'm honest.
Man, these niggas lying all on tracks, all on wax. We don't wanna hear your imagination, just state facts. Nigga, either you did or you did, just don't lie. Nigga, either you was or you wasn't, just don't lie. You think you
snitches three at the time, call that a trio. What are you talking about, bro?
Like see like what you know about so many.
The real is back, man.
Shit, I meant neon. Run them back like a
man.
Treat them just like Pacquiao. They got a way in.
I don't like how you don't feel the same way.
They gotta stay in. Can't put me up in the game.
Play
the lady. Try to get that played out. But nah, don't play though. Got a case, you calling your phone. What's the connection? Hang up. Fuck figuring it out. Bad reception. And you ain't gotta be a detective just to detect me. Any nigga lie to your face, how you respect her? In the kitchen cussing the pot like my baby mama. That fool ain't locking up right. That's baby drama.
Why you looking at me like that, bro? What's up, man? What's up, man?
Yeah, dirty water, you heard?
Why you looking at me like that, Moses?
You stupid. Go ahead and start it, stupid.
It's Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lexington.
Moses.
Dave B.
Episode 148 out this motherfucker.
Yep, and like a bitch with no ass, be back, baby.
There we go. I like that. Yeah. I like that, Dave. The real is back, though. Dirty water, you know what I mean?
It's like a bitch with no ass.
You heard? You like that, huh? Yeah, you had to sing in a little bit.
Right. Yeah, you was good, but he was like, yeah, you like it.
All right, so here we go. I already see it's that bullshit. It's that bullshit. I already see what's going on. I feel good to be back in this motherfucker with my boys, my guys.
I bet. So tell us why.
why you gotta go straight?
Jump right into it.
Why you gotta go straight like that, listen, though, Dave?
Let's do it. Talk to us. Tell the people.
With the guys.
Yeah, man.
Guys now?
My brothers.
Okay.
I missed y'all.
No, like
I can't even lie. Like, I really did miss y'all. I ain't even gonna lie.
Okay, come on. Tell us what's going on.
Don't drink and drive, man.
There you go.
Yep.
We're going to start it straight like that.
PSA, you heard?
Don't drink and drive. If you get too drunk, don't get behind the wheel. My dumb ass.
Don't drink and drive, period.
Yeah.
Be responsible.
Well, you I'm just saying, but, you know, my dumb ass went out here drinking and driving. Got into an accident. Fucked all my shit up. Couldn't walk. Had a broken pelvis. Had to have surgery. That shit put me down, man. That shit put me down. I can't even lie to y'all. Like, so apparently I was out with some friends. And
apparently. That's funny. Apparently.
I was out eating some crab legs. You know what I mean? And I've been there just drinking. Had like three Long Islands. Top shelf.
Oh yeah, top shelf.
Yeah. I don't even know if the bartender liked us a little bit or what. So I asked her, I was like, yo, what you putting in these Long Island? She was like, some Patron, Grey Goose. Like, that's how she was mixing this shit up on me. You know what I mean? I had three of them shits, yo. I ain't even gonna lie to you. And I had two double shots of Patron.
So you were doubling up, you just weren't paying attention to how much dose you were taking.
Drinking too much, bro.
Nigga, just drinking too much.
Drinking too much.
See what I'm saying?
Stupid shit.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Eat all you can eat. You just eat for no reason.
And that wasn't no all you can eat. Nigga, what are you talking about?
Yeah, like, be pretty, just keep on. Then you gotta eat. Come back tomorrow, bro.
Come back tomorrow.
You overdosing it.
Remember that?
But I think you just forgot, like, them two shots you said. She put Grey Goose and something else in there, right?
Nah, he's talking about the Long Islands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She doubled did those, and then he had the double shots too.
Yeah,
so like,
he had three of them, and then the shot. Yeah, too much. Man.
Yeah, just catch up with you at the end.
Remember when? Remember that that episode of Martin when Tommy got into the accident? Thought you was laid up in the they went to the hospital. And it was another nigga all laid up in the casket and shit. Nigga, whole body was wrapped up.
Yeah.
That was your dumb ass.
Yeah. I mean, you know, my dumb ass don't live in Fayetteville no more. So I was in Fayetteville doing this shit. And I'm trying to drive back to Raleigh to go home, which is like an hour drive. Like,
yeah, man. Come on, man.
So I don't know. I can't even remember if I fell asleep behind the wheel or if I was down looking at my phone or some shit. I just remember looking up and it's like, oh shit, you getting ready to crash. Like, it wasn't nothing you can do about it. I'm on 95 and it was stop traffic. And like, I swerved from hitting a car and ran straight into the back of an 18 wheeler. Stopped.
Tanker.
I'm going to get to that, Dave.
Bro. You're a little slow on that.
Yeah, damn, my nigga. You good, bro?
Tell you some shit. We mad at you, bro.
Yeah, like, then come to find out, you know, after seeing the police report, because of course I got a DUI and all that. Yeah, it was a tanker. Mm-hmm. So I almost blew up 95 on some dumb shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was, but I mean, the results were, like I said, I had a broken pelvis. The tow truck and them came. And I was still trying to walk. Like, I hopped in the tow truck with the homie, with the dude or whatever. And he took me, like, he had to help me walk. He helped me get in because I was like, I'm good. I'll be all right. I'm trying to shake shit off. Like, I ain't think I was, like, fucked up. I ain't think I had anything broken or nothing like that. Just hurting, you know what I mean?
He was drunk. Yeah. Nigga, fuck. I didn't think. Nigga, you was drunk.
Adrenaline rush right there. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's something. That's you what people understand. Thinking. Adrenaline rush kick in, like, you don't feel the pain that you really supposed to feel.
Get out of here.
Yeah, so.
Until, like, later on, you're like, ah! You know what I mean?
So, of course, the state trooper is waiting for me at the, where they took my car at and everything. Of course, he's like, he blows me. I blew a 1.9.
Pause, nigga.
Pause.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
You did what?
Shit.
What do you
mean? My breathalyzer said...
You're starting to be smart.
The breathalyzer said 1.9.
And that's the fuck. I cannot wait to rewind this shit.
Set yourself.
What would you say it was?
1.9.
Okay.
North Carolina state limit is
0.8. Mm. Oh yeah, yeah. You was.
I was lit.
Yeah, he was litty.
I was lit.
Come on, man.
I was just more so happy I didn't hurt anybody else, bro. Honestly, yeah, like throughout all of that shit, like you know, like with the drunk driving stories, when you go out here and you crash, you hit somebody, killed. Like I swerved from hitting a car. Like let's say that car had a baby in the back seat. Yeah. You know what I mean? Type shit. Like so, I feel like I'm blessed to be here. I'm glad to see y'all because I don't think I'm supposed to be here, but God got me here.
If you're here, you're supposed to be here. You know?
Yeah, he got me here, man.
You're supposed to learn something. Man.
I definitely learned probably like 4 different lessons from that night. Great. You know what I mean?
Great.
First of all, I think I was probably just hanging with motherfuckers I don't normally hang with anyway. That's starting off, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? And but they did. I ain't gonna lie. Act like they didn't try to offer. Like, yo, you sure you want to drive? Yo, no, you good? We'll get you a room.
Niggas knew you was lit.
You know what I'm saying? We'll get you a room. Like, it's not like they didn't say all that. You know what I mean? But I don't even normally hang with the homies like that. You know what I mean? I was out hanging, chilling, drinking, like just dumb decisions, man. You know what I mean? Just a dumbass decision. I'm glad I learned from it. I almost left my kids here with no parents. Right. Like, you know what I mean? That was like a lot of shit I was thinking about. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I'm glad to see y'all.
Lessons to learn, man.
Thank God.
I'm glad you had to learn that in the hard way. Like, you know, thing kept telling you just like, okay, you're going to be hard. I'm going to teach you this time. They taught you the way you learn. And luckily, everything was safe. That's why I say you got angels on you. Facts. So you're supposed to be here. Stop saying you're not supposed to be here. You're supposed to be here because you got a lot of people to take care of. Mm-hmm. People that you don't know about. You know what I'm saying?
All right, young Crash Bandicoot. Get it together.
Yeah, so be Crash easy, man.
Young Crash Bandicoot.
That's for everybody. Even though you know what I'm saying, living wild, you always got to just think back. Think of the other people. Because that's what you got to really think of. Because those are the ones that you hurting when you do shit like this.
Leaving behind and all that shit.
Just think about what you're doing every time. You know what I mean? Make the smart decisions. Don't be trying to be cool or no, you can't.
Yeah, most people ain't in this world alone, you know what I mean?
So especially if somebody, if you normally don't get no rider, you normally don't, it's a reason why they saying that. You know what I'm saying? It's the angel trying to look out for you. Okay, I can look out for the other way, but Celeste be taught that. I'm glad you told that story.
Yeah, cause I don't want nobody doing what I did. I ain't even gonna lie. Like, fuck all that drinking and driving shit.
It's crazy. Like, you hear about stuff until like it happens to you, and it's like, yo.
And then I actually know somebody who lost their child from a drunk driver. You know what I mean? I have actually donated to. I think it was like mothers of drunk driving. I gotta look at it in my email, but I actually donated to something like that. Like, so I'm for that type of shit. And then my dumb ass go out here and do the shit like. Shit made me look stupid as fuck. But I'm here. You know what I mean? I'm here. Feels good to be here. I couldn't walk for fucking... Yo, doctor was like, broken pelvis. I ain't even really know what that meant like that. You know what I'm saying? He was like, well, you're not going to be moving around for about 6 to 8 weeks. And I'm like not walking? Like, yeah, you're not walking for 6 to 8 weeks. You can't put no pressure on your right, because it was on my right side. Mm. You can't put no pressure over there. No,
you had to retire that Elvis move, you know what I mean, that you used to do.
Yeah.
With the bitches, you can't do the Elvis move no more.
I don't have bitches, Dave. No.
Yeah, women.
But you got women, though?
I don't have bitches. I have women. Real women.
Yeah. Fuck. Alley cat.
I don't have women either.
Nigga called them an alley cat.
Got them alley cats, nigga. I'm just fucking with you.
Nah, but yo, being down for 2 months, yo, that shit really made me think about life. Nigga, I almost got depressed again. Like, I'm just sitting there.
Yeah. Yo, when you can't hardly move, like,
I can't do nothing, man.
When you used to doing your own stuff and you used to doing something you can't normally do, it mess you up. Like, so I understand that point of view.
I'm so used to being independent, moving around, getting shit done. You know what I mean? Moving around with my kids and shit. And it's like, I can't do
nothing, nigga.
Nigga had to scoot down the steps like a toddler.
Yeah, that shit was.
Yeah, take it easy. You know what I'm saying?
It was crazy, man. It just had me thinking about life, thinking about my next moves, what I'm about to do next. I still accomplished a lot of things while I was down, but it still ain't the same as like, oh, I wanna go move over there and I wanna do this. I wanna you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Couldn't do none of that shit, bro. Couldn't do none of that shit.
He had to sit down, and I think that was the lesson where you really had to sit down and like,
yeah, nah,
I'm gonna make you sit down and really, you know what I mean? So
definitely,
it's a lesson to be learned.
Wasn't doing nothing but watching shows.
Yeah. Another thing too. let's go on to the next topic. Like I said, you get older, like you don't even care too much about stuff. You don't care too much what you wear. Move different, you move slow, like move at your own pace. Somebody like trying to rush you, still gonna be like, yeah, okay, you came to me though, so you gonna have to wait. You know what I mean? Like me now, like I knew I wore the sweater, I didn't care.
That's how you felt?
Yeah, I didn't really care. I was just like,
you just didn't give a fuck. You just like, I'm just throw the sweater.
Yeah, I mean, I had something new. Making a point, like when you get older, you don't give a shit. You can't do too much. You can't put on your underwear and shit fast like you used to do. Watch how you fucking walk and shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit, girl, what the fuck?
Oh my
you
God.
You know what I'm saying? Not fuck really. Your ass up. Got people looking at you because your fucking underwear is fucking tired. You know what I'm saying?
You got your drawers on back.
Yeah. Oh, what the fuck? Yeah, long socks on and shit.
Getting like, old is tough, damn. Man. I think you just gotta stay active, man.
Yeah.
You got, you know what I mean?
You gotta keep moving
don't
around.
Don't be old in your mind.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I'm young forever. Active,
but know what you can do, though. Right. Kill
know
me
limits.
Like.
Know your limits.
I'm walking through, get out there and play ball and then get out there. And
can't
oh,
breathe.
Oh.
Can't breathe.
You done broke something for real.
Can't breathe.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, aching the next
yeah,
day.
Yeah, you ain't stretched this shit. You just started running out there. Got there next day.
Yeah, you better stretch.
You see what
I just
saying?
Know. I just noticed like when the older I get, even though I'm young forever, and I feel like I'm getting younger, but the older I get, it's like I'm not like you said. I'm not in a rush for nothing. Like yeah. So, don't ask me for no favors.
Yeah.
Like you need a ride somewhere. Listen, man. Like yo,
like even your taste. You know what I'm saying? Certain stuff, a different taste you want now. It's not the same old shit no more. Like you know, you just wanted pizza and fucking chicken tenders and burgers. Mm-hmm. Now you just want something different. Real meal,
real food,
or something different. You know what I mean?
Fuck all that processed shit.
You'll spend hours like, I don't know what the fuck. You know what, I just make something simple. Nigga just eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and be gone with his day. You know what I'm saying?
That was another thing. That was some bullshit. While I was down, man, I wasn't able to cook on the grill. You know, I like to jump on the grill real quick, throw some lobster tails on that motherfucker or something. I couldn't just stand around and do that. Like, shout out to Dave. Hold up, man. Shout out my nigga Dave, man.
Yeah, shout out to me, man.
Shout out my nigga Dave, man.
Talking about, but yeah, shout out to me, man.
Dave made it to make sure he brung me weed to the crib.
Oh yeah, shout out to me, man. You know what I mean?
Hey yo, Dave made it. Yo, I text him. Yo, listen, I need some weed.
I know how it
I'm
is.
I'm an hour
time.
Away. You know what I mean? They pulled up every week.
After 12 hours of working, goddamn it. 10 hours.
He got you, man.
But you don't work hard, though.
I do work hard.
All you do is tell people what to do.
No, I work hard, man.
Nah, that's not the impression I get. The impression I get is you just tell people what to do.
I'm just good at what I do.
Do they listen to the podcast?
See, we work hard
every
day.
They don't listen? Oh, damn. Yeah, all he do is tell people what to do. I said he don't do shit. Dave don't do shit.
Don't do that, don't do since that, you talking about work, do you hate that though when people do that to you?
What?
And they be like, you be talking, man, I had a hard day at work. You ain't did no damn work.
He did shit.
Nigga just be looking over
he
there
ain't
like
did shit.
Cause you never know, like, sometimes it might be easy. We'll tell you like, you ain't do nothing, you know what I'm saying? They will say we ain't doing nothing, but at the same time we is doing work. You know what I'm saying? Some of them days be easy, some days is not. You know what I'm saying? You might catch me on the day I've been working hard and then your ass on my ain't working hard. Nigga done flipped out. You ain't doing shit. Man, shut the fuck up. How the fuck you going? You know what I'm saying? Then what's wrong with you? We always share this.
I know Dave, though. I be calling Dave at work sometime.
If you can answer the phone, you ain't working hard. I don't give a fuck what you talking about, nigga.
He can handle business calls.
Nah, fuck that, nigga. This nigga ain't got no earpiece or nothing. Nah, fuck that.
There might be the days like, you know what I'm saying, it's easy street.
Dave got to put his phone up to the ear. No, nigga, that nigga's not working hard.
That's sure not you... true, because I done called Dave one time, and he talked, but he'd be like, yo, what's up, I'm busy, you know what I'm saying?
I be having to make sure y'all safe out here.
Yeah, I bet. I bet you do, nigga. Shout out to Dave, though. That's my motherfucking brother, man. Yeah. God damn.
Make sure you straight. I know how it is to be stranded without no weed, you know what I mean? And you wasn't walking either. I went over here to see you, was stinking and shit. I was like, damn, this nigga.
Really? Come on, man. Don't do that.
Smell like butt in here.
Nah, the wild shit. No, I'm going to tell you something.
Wild beard.
Wild shit was when I was in the hospital, and I was in the hospital for like 5 days. Yeah. No shower, no washing. Man, I couldn't wait to get home and get my life together, man. because I'm a I like to shower like at least twice a day type nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I went 5 days of just sitting there, no shower, nigga. I felt like filth.
I'm shitting myself.
Was you able to get up or you had to shit in your bed?
I didn't shit neither.
Oh, you didn't shit neither?
I didn't shit neither. I waited until I got up out of it. Yeah, I didn't eat. I wasn't eating because I didn't want none of the hospital food. They kept trying to bring me pork. You know how that is.
They feed you through the needle.
They shouldn't even be giving pork out in the hospital.
They giving pork. They giving bacon, sausage, all that shit.
It wasn't turkey? Turkey bacon? It's probably turkey bacon.
It might have been turkey.
Because a lot of people they came in there for what they had for lunch or some shit. Some
was it crispy?
A pork chop sandwich.
Some pork chop
Was the pork crispy?
I don't know. I open the shit, close it back. I'm cool. I ain't eating.
Hospital pork.
Shout out my other brother. He came. He brought me some Jersey Mike's one time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
People looked out for me. But then you also find out who fuck with you too. You know what I mean? Everybody don't fuck with Lex, man. It's cool though. Everybody don't fuck with Lex, man. But I love y'all niggas though. I ain't gonna lie.
I couldn't get out there.
You pulled up to the crib though.
Oh, okay,
you came to the crib and saw me, nigga. Come on, man. Fuck's wrong. What Moses talking about? I ain't talking to you. Damn, I'm talking to you now.
You gotta make sure, man.
Look,
Moses ain't shit. Talking?
Right.
Yeah, niggas don't pull up. So let me ask you another thing.
What's up?
What you be buying with your street cred?
With your street cred?
What you buying with your street cred?
What the fuck
you buying with your street cred?
What?
I'm just trying to figure out what's
what kind of question is that?
I got street cred. What you buying with? You got street cred? What you getting?
Putting
that on your taxes?
What you buying with your
street cred? Putting that on your taxes is crazy, yo.
You buying Jersey Max some street cred? Up in the Waffle House? They bringing the Waffle House for the street cred?
What are you buying with your... You ain't buying shit with your street cred.
And do you know what that ties into? Let's talk about your boy Ja Morant.
I wanted to talk about... You know that's my boy, man.
Yeah, that's your boy. Let's talk about him. What kind of street cred he think he getting for doing some dumb shit the way he doing? And here's a question. What type... I know I've done dumb shit when I was 24 or 23. How old is he?
He's 23.
23.
I've definitely did a lot of dumb shit.
You've done dumb shit, but with all that money he got,
he worth at least $200 million,
right? That comes with a certain type of responsibility. But should we, give him some type of, you know what I mean? Should we take it easy on him, or what? What you think?
Yes. Explain what's the situation.
He likes to pull out guns on social media.
He did it twice in a row.
He did it one time in March, got suspended for 8 games, and then he just did it recently after his season ended, and he's out hanging with his friends or whatever. They listen to NBA YoungBoy, and his homie was on live. You know what I mean? And next thing you know, he puts the camera on Ja, and then Ja pulls out a gun and he like throws the camera down. I felt like the homie was trying to look out for him, honestly. Mm-hmm. NBA.
He wouldn't have put on his story.
I don't think he knew he had the gun out until he seen it himself and then threw the camera down.
Oh, so he was on live.
Yeah, okay. live. On live. Okay. Yeah, but you know, once that shit is on the internet, it's on the internet. Yeah. It's over. You ain't getting out of that. So now they're trying to see what the Memphis Grizzlies, which is who he plays for, has suspended him from all the facilities, anything, you know. He can't do nothing right now. But, I mean, the season is over. Right. So they're sitting back waiting to see what the NBA is going to do.
Is he a felon?
No.
Nah.
He's just a young...
What he did wasn't illegal, but as far as... It's out of the fucking NBA terms and shit. You can't do shit like that. Mm-hmm. You flashing guns on fucking social media, and you represent the NBA, so you can't do shit like that. And they told us he got caught doing it once, and he fucking did it again.
See, that's when either like you don't really care. He might have didn't look at it. He probably thought his homeboy might have not been on live.
That nigga knew he was on live, man. Cut it out, because that's what them niggas do. I'm on live, nigga. They niggas know he was on live. When you holding the camera like this. You on live, nigga. You don't never hold a camera like this unless you on live. You know what I mean? It's a rap. They listen to young boy NBA, young NBA
but
boy.
But see, that's when you gotta take accountability. Like, you doing stupid shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
He gotta be held accountable. Because at the end of the day, he is a grown man, but he's a young, dumb nigga.
Yeah, like.
A young, dumb nigga, but.
And
it's hard to tell a nigga that got $200 million what to fucking do.
At 23 years old. Cause
let me see.
23 years old. Sometimes how much money did I have at 23 years old? I'm not gonna say, but
you know what I mean, sometimes you gotta bump your head. It's just you know, he just got a lot of money on.
But I was never one of the ones that wanna post guns on social media.
That wasn't in our era. That ain't our era.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying, does it depends on the young or that type of mind of a person? Because I know some young people that ain't got this shit and ain't flashing.
Well, I'm saying that's more popular towards the young people.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas do, you know, people his age and younger and around his age, they do that. That's more popular. Mm-hmm. That shit, we ain't do that shit because that wasn't it, you know what I mean, for us.
A lot of the question is, like, they want to question Ja Morant if he's hood. If he comes from the hood, is he just street person? You know what I mean? I think in his mind, he thinks he is.
In his mind, yeah.
I mean, he's from South Carolina. You know what I mean? He's from the country. I'm pretty sure he got a lot of cousins and shit. A lot of influence that has that type of background in it. You know what I mean? I think that's probably where it comes from. I can see that influence easily thrown on him, hanging with his cousins, hanging with his friends, and all that type of shit. He's young as hell. Like, he's youngest, and he got a lot of fucking money, man. Yeah. He got a lot of fucking money. I believe y'all shoot y'all asses.
It ain't about
John pop you. That's why he keeps showing the fucking guns.
It ain't about
he'll shoot
that.
You, nigga.
I just feel like
I don't want him to. But I'm just saying, like,
listen, my nigga. I just feel like if you want to elevate, you gotta move a certain way.
Yeah, man.
If you don't want to elevate, move stupid. But at the same time, when shit don't go your way, don't get mad.
You know,
you can be street, but at the same time, let's be.
No, what comes with that?
No, yeah,
that's what we say with street cred. What I'm saying is, like, you talking about street cred when it all ends up and you ain't got shit. Who the fuck street cred gonna get you there? Because them same niggas not gonna help you out too much. You got to pay them back.
What I learned about the streets,
they throw you a pack, you still got to pay them back. So how they help you out?
What I learned about the streets is you're either all the way in or you're all the way out.
Yeah.
Fuck all that in between shit. Cause it's gonna go south either way it goes.
The real niggas like
like it's gonna go down either way it goes.
You know some niggas out there posting, but they not posting like that. You still ain't gonna know fucking what they do. That's mine. You was right there, you fucking idiot.
I'm sorry. My bad. Go ahead.
Moron. So anyways. The street cred is not getting you nowhere. That's why you got up out there. If you want that street cred, why'd you stay in the hood then? That's what kills me. You want to, like, I understand, like, you want to show loyalty, do that. But at the same time, like, with the street shit, know what you're getting into, because you can't have 1 foot in and 1 foot out.
You can't.
Point blank.
Yes, you either all the way in or you all the way out, man.
Just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, unfortunately for, you know, for most young men, you got to bump your head for you to get it. I don't know how hard this nigga gonna have to bump his head for him to click. I mean, he bumping it now, but I don't know if he got it.
The thing about this situation is, too, I have the NBA policy on the guns right here in front of me. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it's basically saying you can't have guns around the facility. You can't have a gun while you're on the bus going to different games. You know, you can't, like, shit like that. So, basically, he really didn't break any NBA rules.
It still come with the spoilers.
On this one, like the first time he was on the road with the team, he flashed a gun.
Right.
This time, he at the crib or wherever the fuck he at. You know, his season is over with. They got bumped out of the playoffs. Mm. He chilling. It's legal for him to have a gun wherever he's at, and he flashed it. He just flashing on it, like, so. This, I feel like this particular time is kind of going to be hard for the NBA. Like, or how they going to really punish him on this one? You know what I mean? Because it's been about 2 weeks now that since this last situation happened, and we still haven't heard the NBA say anything about this shit.
Ah, he might have a loophole in.
That's what I said.
But if he do got a loophole, he better fucking learn.
You gotta learn.
I mean, 3 strikes, you out, a little dumb nigga.
You just want to call him a little dumb nigga.
Man, he got too much money to be that
but
dumb.
But you was a little dumb nigga too, though.
Come on, he got too much
what
money.
What you did at 23? That was dumb. Come on.
What I'm saying, no, I don't expect him to, I don't expect him to be sharp. What I'm saying, like, yeah, when you're young, make your mistakes because you got to go through that shit and understand it. Yeah. But if you don't already went through it, why you going to go through it again?
It's just you got $200 million. Those mistakes is going to cost you a lot more than what it would. Think about the money.
You love money, though.
You know what I mean? The nigga got to listen to somebody.
He love guns too.
Yeah, but you love money more than guns.
I think he like guns more than money. He got to listen to somebody. I'm sure he got people around him that's telling him shit, but he ain't listening. But he got to listen to somebody. You know?
I'm glad you said that, Dave, because I do look at him as like how his father be feeling. You know what I mean? Like, I look at him like, damn, my son is, he's a teenager now. You know what I mean? It's like almost like I'm waiting for him to do some dumb shit. You know what I mean? But it's like, damn, like, I already talked to you about this before. Mm. Damn, you did it again? Like, what? Like, why you keep bumping your head? Like, we talked about this. Like, right. You know what I mean? Like,
but you still gotta let him deal with it.
Still gotta let him in.
He ain't got no other choice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The father, the son. Like, you know what I'm saying? Letting him. My son know what's good and bad, but if he choose the bad, like, he knows what the consequences with that. Like, you know the consequences with that.
Well, I'm glad I saw Ja Morant last season. I don't know when he gonna come back to Charlotte again. You know what I mean? Like, damn, man. Y'all know that's my boy.
But see, that's on. I was just getting to a point of street cred. Like, it ain't no street cred.
Ain't no street cred.
You can't cash that in, man.
Ain't no cash in for no street cred.
You can't cash that in.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm with y'all.
People can know your name and have respect for you. I'm not saying that. But the thing is, still can't cash in on that because when you don't have nothing, ain't gonna show you no love. It's only when you have something.
Streets don't love nobody.
Unless you have like a few, and a few still gonna, you know what I'm saying?
You might get a discount on some weed or a car wash or something, nigga, in the hood. That's all about you. Get a free drink at the store or something, nigga. About it.
Come on, man. Y'all know what I'm going to talk about.
No, I don't. What's up?
Dirk album.
Oh. Haven't heard it. Tell me about it.
I'll be quiet on this.
Damn. You going to sit back?
You ain't listen to the Dirk?
I haven't listened. The reason why I'm not dissing Dirk, I haven't listened to the Dirk.
I know so. Dave don't listen to Dirk, though. I don't expect to hear nothing from him, but damn, bro.
But nah, I do listen, because, like, don't get it twisted. He's going to be on the radio.
J. Cole shit.
You know what I'm saying? He's going to be on the radio. He gonna be
I heard that J. Cole shit, of course.
You like it?
It ain't something I'm going to put on.
I put it on daily.
Oh, yeah?
My daughter likes it.
Okay, that's right. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got a lot of shit going on, so I can see you crying to that song. So.
Oh, my
God. All my life. If it's how they keep me down. This nigga be crying in there. They try to keep me down. They try to keep me down.
Oh.
Yeah.
Trying to better myself. Trying to better my health.
Look at you.
Oh.
All right, what about it, man? Let's go.
No more pork. They've been trying to poke me out.
I'm not even gonna lie, I don't even like this one like that.
There you go. Why? Why? Is this not the Dirk, you know?
I'm serious. Yeah, I'm serious.
Is this not the little Dirk, you know?
I mean, it's 21 joints. I probably like maybe 8 out of that.
Really?
Yeah. 8 okay. out of the 21, maybe 7. It might be 7. If I don't want to include the J. Cole shit.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
it's really 20 because the first intro, it's an intro. Alicia Keys talking about, oh, you healed. We want you to heal.
It ain't really a good album because you said, like, if you like half, you it's straight, right?
What do you like about the album? You is it growth or album?
Ain't quite half.
That's the whole point.
Yeah, I mean, it only is been it out for how long it been out?
Is it growth? Nah, same Dirk. Just, I don't know. I didn't like his, I don't think I like his beat selection this time. Okay. That's I didn't like his beat selection.
So you like his lyrics, you just didn't like the beats?
Well, his lyrics going to be his lyrics. He talking about almost healed. He ain't almost healed.
Ain't healed now?
Nah, that nigga ain't healing. He ain't healing. Not right now, anyway. He's a killer. He right. He still kill you. Right now.
He don't snitch.
You saw that shit?
He don't take the cheese.
You saw that shit what he said about Gunner?
What happened to Virgil? What happened to Virgil?
Oh shit, what happened to Virgil?
Oh man.
Oh my god.
Yo, oh, I hate shit. You, man. You stupid.
You bumping that shit, huh?
Oh my god, what happened to Virgil?
I skipped that one now.
Yeah, you bumping that shit.
I know you got.
I see what you did.
I skipped snitches. Listen, I skipped the snitches. I promise
nah,
you.
He skipped this.
I do.
Nah, he skipped this.
I skipped the snitches. Dirk just said, look, academics got to give you. What? What you say?
Push B? Yeah?
I don't like that song, though.
Slime?
I don't like that.
Dick's outside? You ain't with it?
No.
No.
Big what?
No. 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 And don't touch me. Don't fucking touch me, demon. Hell no. Nigga's crazy, yo.
Yeah, you fucking out.
This nigga wild, yo.
Huh?
Nah.
You gonna get the shirt?
Nah.
What happened to Virgil? Huh?
I don't know. I don't know.
Why sell put a six? Why sell put a nigga 6 feet deep?
That's funny as hell. You see what Dirk said about Gunner?
What'd he say?
Academics asked him if Gunner is snitching. He said, yeah, that man told.
Okay.
But he did a song with him.
That was before the snitching.
What happened to Virgil?
Bro, I have no idea, bro. You are asking the wrong person.
Where the paperwork at?
So Dirk riding with Gunner then, huh? I mean, Thugger, rather. Thugger.
Yeah. He said free Thugger, man. All
right. I mean, we figured that. I think he was one of them niggas that unfollowed him, like Lil Baby and them niggas. Dirk probably unfollowed him, too, at one point. Yeah. So, it is what it is. Now, it's going to be interesting to see if Gunner going to be able to come back with some crack. What if he come back with some fire?
I would have to listen to it, I wouldn't know.
What you mean? You're going to listen to it?
I said I would have to.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't know.
What if it's some fire?
I'm not listening to Gunner, bro.
What if it's some fire? I'm not going to be bumping that shit.
I'm not listening. I don't listen to snitches.
You don't listen.
Push a P.
Same thing with a 6ix9ine. Yeah, I was bumping 6ix9ine until he did that shit.
Today.
He did that shit he did. Nah.
They try to kill that man.
Nah, 6ix9ine was talking gang, having people shot at, all this other shit. Nah. I don't want to hear that, man.
What's so gonna do?
Dirk said it. I told you Dirk already said it, man. Dirk already said it, man. Yo, So are we really gonna get this Puffin JD versus JD?
You ready to see it?
Huh?
You ready to see it?
Supposedly.
I'm ready though.
Yeah, I want to see it. That's what I hope they stream it somewhere. That's gonna
be that's getting streamed.
I better.
It's getting streamed.
I pay for that.
All them hits, I'm trying to see what they gonna throw. It's a lot of hits between all of them.
Who you think winning that?
I don't know. I can't really say.
Cause I feel like it's definitely gonna be a mixture of R&B.
Got a lot.
It's gonna be a mixture of R&B
Diddy
and hip hop.
Got a lot. Yeah.
You know they might need to do two of them, like I've been hearing the internet say.
Two different ones.
Yeah.
R&B one and then. Whoa.
That's 40 records right there.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
They got enough though.
Yeah, they got enough.
And the thing is, I don't know
if they split it up like that. How you think got it? They split it up. Mm. Hip hop.
I'm definitely going with Puff on the hip hop side.
Puff on the hip hop.
At least on the hip hop side. I'm going with Puff.
I think Puff got more. I don't know if bigger is a word, pause. But I don't know if his records is bigger or if they hit harder. Or, you know what I mean? They just feel a little bit different than JD joints. Because JD got a lot.
Yeah, he got a lot of shit, too, lot. Bro. Just don't bring none of that crisscross shit in there.
Nah, crisscross ain't going to... He ain't going to make this.
I'm talking about the hip-hop side.
I don't give a shit. You was bumping that.
Yeah.
Crisscross was not... Nigga, shut up.
I'm not.
I missed the bus.
Yeah, nah, he can't.
You cannot hate on that.
I'm not hating on it. I'm saying don't bring that shit up to the hip-hop side.
No, that's what I'm saying.
But
see, the thing is, he got so many hits. Like, that's the thing. Like, if you bring it in that category... Why not?
Until Diddy don't play
this.
No,
what you don't want to hear.
Play no
other fans might want to hear.
No, the band.
Oh no,
he ain't coming with none of that.
Listen, I'm just saying. You got it. If you're going to do
one, that's why I say
he
got a lot of hits. But I don't think we talking about hits.
We don't want to hear that shit.
We talking about hits. They might have songs. I don't think they got hits.
I don't want to hear Danity Kane. Keep that shit in the fucking file.
You don't want to hear Danity Kane.
I don't
want
to hear that shit. Not during this right here.
I know. I want to hear that last night.
You better keep that shit in there too.
Come on.
That's not winning.
That's
no
a
round.
Point. That's a point.
On what? On which part of the verses? The rap or the R&B?
The R&B.
That's not a point.
That's
not
a
against
point.
JD.
That's a point.
Not against JD. Though.
What, Keisha Cole?
Not against JD.
No, he's not gonna play that. He's gonna play it when the angels calling because he's gonna want to sing when the angels calling.
What?
He better not play that shit either.
You don't have to go.
Listen, I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. Any R&B records that is fucking Diddy's R&B records. He better not play. He better
play that.
Everybody else's R&B.
You know what he gonna play?
He
gonna
play
that
last night.
No.
Get the
no.
fuck
last night.
No. You know what he gonna play? He gonna play that one that he got out now.
1-0 JD.
No. He gonna play the one he got out now. What's the one he got out with Bryce
he
Taylor?
He better not play that shit either.
He gonna play that one.
Not against JD. He better not.
Relax, Henny.
I guess I gotta move on.
Telling us to calm down. Fuck you, Henny.
I see Puff winning the hip hop side. I don't know about the R&B side.
Okay.
It's he got a lot, good. But he did he got a lot of R&B?
He do.
And not just him. I'm talking about he got a lot of R&B.
He got Usher in his back, so does JD.
He got Mary in his back.
Hold up, cause nah, JD got Confessions.
Yeah, I know, but he got Confessions, but he got a couple of Usher joints too. Yeah,
JD got Usher my way.
Puff gonna have to come with them Mary. He gonna come with the Mary joints, man.
Did you hear what I said? Usher my way, JD. Huh? You can't satisfy her needs.
She keeps running back to me. Bitch!
She's like it my way.
Huh?
Heat.
Huh?
JD.
I hear you, bro.
Huh? Got them niggas out there getting married. Let's get married.
We ain't getting no younger. Bitch, we might as well do it.
You know what I mean?
I get it, bro.
So that was on a lot of, for real, for real.
I get it.
On a lot of marriage I was seeing. Like, what the hell? No, they won't go last. Then he had the remix. Hmm? Then that's a battle between them.
I was just about to say, yeah, they should do a battle of the remixes. Look at Dave, yo. Look at Dave.
Diddy loved the remix.
Diddy got that all day long, man.
Yeah, I think Diddy topped that one. Because JD do remix shit.
Yeah, JD got him.
And JD got a nice remix.
Diddy got him, though, man. Come on.
But Diddy does a lot.
He invented the remix, yeah.
All right, man. Hopefully they do it, man. Hopefully soon. Yeah. I'm ready. I'll stream that. What I'm with Dave. I'll pay for that. I'm ready to see that.
Hold on. But what songs do you want to hear? Because honestly, hold on. Let me ask Dave a question. With the R&B, with JD, it's got to be JD side. Stop. With the R&B. Because he going to escape. Like, he got some.
I told y'all, Confessions for me.
But the hip hop, I don't really know. Because I like both of the sides of the hip hop.
JD gonna come out there with Welcome to Atlanta.
He better not play that shit.
What you mean?
He better not play that shit.
What you mean?
I just thought about that. He is though. The remix.
And then it's gonna be 1-1.
And you know he gonna do Money and the Thing? The Hov joint?
Yeah, he better play that. That's heat right there.
Oh yeah, he gonna play that.
So we'll see, man. It's over for Netflix canceling you motherfuckers.
You've been saying that for 3 years, man.
Our niggas went up again, niggas. Should just keep automatically coming out of my account, nigga. I'm sick of that. Sick. Oh, that's some shit. Oh, you know what was eating up my account while I was down? Uber Eats, nigga.
Oh, nigga, you was eating your account up, fat nigga.
Nigga, can't go get my own food and shit.
Yeah. Yourself,
got tired of fucking ordering shit.
This nigga still crying.
It was, yo, bro. Mm-hmm. It was a rough 2 months, man.
All because you want to have three Long Islands. This is on your
fault.
It's definitely my fault.
There you go.
Definitely my fault. I own every bit
John
of it.
John Morant, it's your fault. Fuck out of here. I mean,
Cooper. Fucking cop locked me up, everything.
Yeah, he should have slapped you. What you would have did if he just slapped you?
I couldn't.
You drunk, bitch.
You drunk.
I would tell my lawyer, you ain't gonna bleed your drunk ass.
I got a headache
in my head. You remember my own home? What was it? I got the hook up, Blue. He smacked old boy beside the head.
Oh, yeah.
Look, Blue.
Oh, shit.
That's all he do.
Oh, man. He let me go fast, though. He was like, man, you need to go to a hospital. Bitch.
Yeah, I bet. You need to go to the hospital.
Hey, nigga,
fucking locking me up for it, motherfucker.
Like, I gotta process you.
You get these prints and this mug shot.
You did some dumb shit,
man. Lesson learned, man. Lesson learned. Let me go ahead and do this right, man. Because I wanted to talk about this, and I want to say rest in peace to Tatiana Haywood. Right here in Fayetteville. She was 18 years old. She was just murdered by her boyfriend, which was also 18 years old, in a murder suicide.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? And I wanted to say rest in peace to her, because, you know, just so young, you know, life right there ahead of him. Like, she was getting ready to go to college. You know what I mean? You know, it's the end of the school year at this time. So
I want to definitely say rest in peace. Send a lot of prayers to both families, you know what I mean? Because, you know, he lost his life too, you know what I mean? But one of the wild things about the situation was he actually kind of like recorded her laying in his Instagram story.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Dang, that's crazy, man.
You know what I mean? Like,
again, social media shit, man.
Social media. It's crazy out here, man.
For some reason, the kids feel like they gotta prove something, or they need some type of attention from everybody else. And they do drastic shit like that. It's terrible, man. Rest in peace to both of them.
It's just crazy because they don't understand the impact they put on both families. You know what I'm saying? Both of you going, like, look at both the families now. So,
yeah. Grieving.
It's hard to talk about. I don't even, like, talk about stuff like this. All I can say is, you know what I'm saying? Grievance to the parents. I hope everything gets solved out. You know?
Yeah, young teenagers, man. And I just want people to know, I didn't know their relationship or nothing like that, but it's never that serious to where you feel like you gotta kill somebody. Kill your loved one, you know what I mean? If you feel like you love that person, like, you ain't gotta, it ain't never that deep. Never. You know what I mean?
That's what I say.
It's like, talking, that's rough, to somebody, man.
Is, you know what I'm saying? If you feel like just talk to people,
talk to somebody.
You know what I'm saying? Young, whatever. Mm-hmm. If you listen to this, talk to somebody if you feel like something. Because I have these kids be going through something. And then when you that age and when you young and think you're in love, you go head over heels over shit and stuff like that. Like,
yeah, they don't know that.
That's like real crazy. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what it is about love. It's really dangerous. You know what I'm saying? You really have to watch out, because that's what, even when we was young, we heard, you know, wild stories like that. Mm-hmm. You know, not understanding, but, and, you know, it's like, how can you fix that? You know what I'm saying? You might need to find out, how can we fix that? What do we need to do? Just look into that. That's all I'm saying about that.
So yeah, prayers to both families, man. You mean, definitely prayers to both families. I don't have anything else. You guys got anything y'all want to talk about? Y'all want to get something off your chest? You know what I mean?
Nah, get them damn kids. Nah, I'm joking. Who kids is these? Nah, I'll fuck with you.
Oh, shit.
Shout out to everybody that fuck with us. We back. We back. We fucking back, bitch. Feel good back. Feel good to be back, man. Good to see y'all, man.
Right, no.
Y'all still ugly, right, too. Know, you know what I mean? Y'all still
glad
ugly.
Glad to see you, man. You fresh to death over there. Yeah, hey, man. Boogie. Yeah, with the hoodie. Oh, huh? Yeah. Your body different.
I mean, new studio, new backdrop.
You like that?
New TV, no, table. You table like was that? Shiny
you
and
like
shit.
You like that, Dave?
You know what I mean?
Like that? Okay.
What's going on with y'all?
Shit's lit right now, man. Feels good to be back, man. Glad to see y'all.
Yeah, you're going to see some more changes in a couple weeks.
About to see some shit. I ain't going to say no more. You're just going to see it.
I love the energy.
Yeah, tired of talking. Don't do it.
Yo, check us out on Instagram, DirtyWater_podcast. Twitter, Dirty_Water_NC. Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast. My Instagram is Dirty Water Lex. What's your shit, Dave?
Dirty Water Dave B.
What's your shit, Moses?
Moses 910. Snapchat. TikTok. And clappers.
Clappers. Fuck out of here. Hey, yo, shout out to the Ville, Eastside. And I don't respect you niggas that don't got 910 numbers. Like when Moses just said that, yo, I don't know what I don't even know what the new shit is. Like, yo, don't call me from that shit. That shit looks weird.
Yeah, man.
Like, for real, man.
What is this?
For real. 2-6 and
yo, we out.
914. Can you please